Welcome to the Make Your Day Count broadcast with pastors Errol Beckford and Diana Robinson from Celebration Tabernacle Church in Cocoa. Tune in daily, Monday through Friday at 7:15 a.m. and 8:30 p.m. on WMIU. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially? At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.
Good morning, good afternoon, and good evening. Make your day count. This is the day
the Lord has made.
And we will
rejoice
and be glad
in it.
Happy Wednesday to you. We wanted to continue to go forward in this study today. Instead of playing a segment from our sermons on Sunday, we want to invite you to Celebration Tabernacle Church every Sunday morning at 10 a.m. We are there. We gather. We have a powerful time of praise and worship. We have a dynamic ministry, and we want you to be a part. You know, sometimes we have to have that invitation, and we have to receive that invitation, because sometimes we hear the invitation, but it's the day that we receive when we commit to following through with the invitation that change can happen. I know that was the case for me when I received an invitation to Celebration Tabernacle Church. It was a flyer that came in the mail, and the Holy Spirit, I didn't know it was the Holy Spirit at the time, told me, look, when that church opens, you're going there. And I folded it up, I put it on the counter, and when that church opened, I started going there, and that was in 2006. So we have to do our part. When the invitation's given, we must respond to the invitation to make that connection, to be in that place where God has preordained for us to grow roots and to produce fruit. And what a better time. There's no better time than to come this year, 2025, our year of fruitfulness. So all this week, we've been studying the spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it is combined with the Holy Spirit of God. The spirit of man can only reach its ultimate potential if it's combined with the Holy Spirit of God. So as we've gone through the week, we've differentiated between the spirit of man that's in man and the spirit of God. And the spirit of God is to fill that place, that reservoir within us, the spirit of man, so that we can commune with God, so we can receive instruction with God, so we could worship God.
Yeah.
Because we can't worship him from our soul. We can't worship him from the flesh.
That's
the
right.
Flesh profits nothing. That
yes.
Can't be brought forth in worship. We worship from the spirit.
Yes. The spirit of a man is the spiritual element given to all human beings, mm-hmm, that set us apart, mm-hmm, from the animal, mm-hmm, kingdom.
Mm-hmm.
That's the one distinction between us and the animal, mm-hmm, kingdom. That spirit,
mm-hmm,
the spirit of that God placed in us, mm-hmm, it's not in any other
life form.
That's right. That's what I'm searching for. Only human beings who were created in the image of God. Only that's the only place we heard that we were created out in the image of God, mm-hmm, and in his likeness, because he put a spirit in us like, mm-hmm, that, like God, so we can communicate. So we are a spirit being. Okay.
We were in Romans chapter 8 yesterday, so we're going to go back starting at verse 5. For those who live according to the flesh set their minds on the things of the flesh, but those who live according to the spirit, the things of the spirit. So the flesh responds to the flesh, the spirit responds to the spirit. For to be carnally minded is death, but to be spiritually minded is life and peace. Because the carnal mind is enmity against God, for it is not subject to the law of God, nor indeed can be. So our carnal mind is not going to be submit to the word of God. The carnal mind is not going, we can't worship from the carnal mind. The carnal mind is that emotional part. Paul explains it very clear. He tells us about the natural man. He tells us about the carnal man. And then he tells us about the spiritual man. So sometimes we try to reason, okay, well, I'm saved. So I came from the natural state. And then we try to reason it out. Okay, now in our carnal mind, we try to understand God, but it doesn't work like that. We understand him by the Spirit. Yes, we get, you know, insight, we study, we get knowledge, but that knowledge alone is not enough to bring transformation into our life. Just because we know something doesn't mean that we're going to do it. You know, we all know what a healthy diet consists of. We all know what a healthy exercise regimen looks like, but do we do it? You know, just knowing it is not enough. There has to be a doing of it. There has to be an understanding first in order to do it, and knowing that it'll benefit, there'll be benefit to it if we do it. We have to believe that the benefit will impact us, that it's greater than the sacrifice. So when we connect to God, we're connecting in the Spirit. A lot of times people think, well, if people shouted enough or people shook or hit the floor, then the Spirit was in the service. And that's not the measuring line. If the Spirit of God is in the service, because the Spirit of God is within, should be within. There's a place within each of us, the spirit of man that's within us, that be filled with the Spirit. Well, how do we communicate through the Spirit? By the Spirit. How do we come in contact with the Spirit? Through the Word of God. So it's the Word of God that it communicates the Spirit of God. Yes. Where we begin to see the characteristics of God and the empowerment of God and the inheritance that we have in God. So the spirit of man that's within us, it connects, it's filled with the Spirit of God. And there's nothing else that can take that place that's going to cause us to be able to reach our ultimate potential in the earth. So going on in Romans chapter 8, going down to verse 8, so then those who are in the flesh cannot please God.
Yes.
But you are not in the flesh, but in the Spirit, if indeed the Spirit of God dwells in you. Now, if anyone does not have the Spirit of Christ, he is not his. And if Christ is in you, the body is dead because of sin, but the Spirit is life because of righteousness. But if the Spirit of him who raised Jesus from the dead dwells in you, he who raised Christ from the dead will also give life to your mortal bodies through his Spirit who dwells within you. So through the Spirit of God, we could bring our natural body under subjection. But you can't do that based off of feeling, because how do we know? Because we have good intentions. We feel good about something. We do it for a little while and then we stop.
Right.
That's not by the Spirit. So, but when it's God, when we know that we know that we know, doesn't matter how far we try to run, we just know, we know, we know that something was God in our life, and it draws us back to it.
So it's so awesome right there, Diana. It's as you explained it, it is so profound and awesome that everything within this flesh, except the Spirit of God, is rubbish. Paul says, the only good thing in me, there's only one good thing in me, and that is God. It's the Spirit of God that reside within me, reside within my spirit. Now, so someone might be listening for the first time out there, because we are students of the Word, and we have been studying the Word for years and years and years, and have good understanding. And you might be just be listening for the first time, and you hear this teaching, you might be wondering, okay, that sounds great. That sounds great. Those guys are really on it. Now, how do I get the Spirit of God? How do I connect to the Spirit of God? Good news, John chapter 6, verse 63. Jesus himself gives the instruction how we can connect. Here it is, the good news this morning. And this can't go to your soul now. This has to go to your spirit, man, okay? This is the good news. In John chapter 6, verse 63, Jesus speaks. He says, It is the Spirit that gives what?
Life.
And then he comes now. The flesh, what? What he says there?
Profits nothing.
Mm-hmm. They're making the distinction. It's the Spirit that gives life. The flesh profits nothing. Now, and then he explained it. We can't miss it. Mm-hmm. It says here, the words that I speak to you, they are spirit and life. So Jesus says, what I'm saying to you, the words are not physical, empty words, social words. They are spirit word, spirit filled, spirit driven. It is God himself. So when you get that within the spirit that you have within you, that will move you to your highest potential. Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. That's when you come alive, mm-hmm. okay? Mm-hmm. So that's the understanding. John chapter 1 says, in the beginning was the Word, and the Word was with God, and the Word is God. Mm-hmm. So Jesus is saying, I'm speaking the Word, which is God. And the Word, in John chapter 3, verse 15, down says, and the Word becomes flesh and dwell among us. And we beheld his glory. We beheld the manifestation of when you are filled with the Word. When you're filled with the Spirit, you're filled with the Word. Yes.
In 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verse 14,
yes.
It tells us, but the natural
man
does not receive the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness to him, nor can he know them because they are spiritually discerned. Yeah. So this cannot be received through the natural senses,
yes.
through natural process. This is received by the Spirit. And where is it received? Within the spirit of man that God put in it.
Yes.
So even though it may not make sense in our brain, in our mind, in our intellect, it makes sense in our spirit.
Yes.
Because there's another place that God has given us in our body to be able to reason, and that is in our spirit, through the Spirit.
Yeah. So nothing about God makes sense from the flesh.
To the natural mind. Man. It's foolishness.
It's foolishness.
Sounds crazy. But thank you. See, to God, he's put the spirit of man within us.
Yes.
He's put another place for him to fill and reason through.
Yes.
Make your day count.
Thank you for joining us for our Make Your Day Count broadcast. Come and grow with us as we go forward this year. Remember, Ephesians chapter 2, verse 10. We are his workmanship, created in Christ Jesus for good works, which God prepared beforehand that we should walk in them. Make
Your
Day
Count. Are you looking for a place to grow spiritually, emotionally, physically, socially, and financially?
At Celebration Tabernacle Church, our vision is to raise up people who will disciple, inspire, and encourage others because they have been transformed by the Word of God, overcome their own adversity, and mature to their highest potential and calling. Experience glorious worship, powerful practical teaching of the Word of God, and participate in small group ministry for all ages at Celebration Tabernacle Church. We're located at 1010 Dixon Boulevard in Cocoa, Florida. Sunday mornings at 10 a.m.